Welcome back here on Katy Country 94 on the Sports Ticket as we're joined by Corey Booker, the head coach of the Lakeside Boys Golf Team and Girls. The Knights winning the championship of the state sand greens for the fourth consecutive year. The Kansas State High School Activities Association, Tipton Oaks, earlier on Monday. Coach, first of all, thanks for taking some time here. Another championship, and it's four in a row now, and it's, you know, every year it's been a different group of characters that have really helped you out here in winning a state championship, so I'm sure it never gets old for you to see all these different kids contributing and winning another state title here at Tipton on Monday.
No, it never gets old. You know, winning's always the primary goal for everything, and it's just nice to have, you know, kids that enjoy the game as much as they do, and golf as well as they do. You know, we had some good performances today, and we had some that were disappointed in their performances. So it's always fun, and it's fun for the kids. It's not the satisfaction for me in the winning part of it. It's just the satisfaction of seeing them do as well as they can, and then usually that produces winning if you can.
You look at your team, you know, Jace Cunningham's an individual state champion for the second straight year as well. He won last year by a smaller margin, but this year an 8-stroke win for Jace. Talk about the outstanding day that he had.
He had a great day. He didn't bogey a hole, which is, you know, for a high school kid, even sand, greens, you know, not bogeying a hole is a heck of a round. And then, you know, throw in a few birdies. He's been, you know, kind of up and down the last few meets, but he really got focused in this last week or so. He really did want to go back-to-back with the state title, and he did. He definitely deserved it and earned it and played, you know, well enough to do all of that. So I was happy for him, and I know he was excited as well. He just, the kids want to golf as well as they can, and that's what motivates them.
The two cousins, Gabe and Tatum, finished in the top 10 for you as well. You just had a great group all around. How do you feel about the way the kids overall put together today's performance?
Gabe, he kind of struggled here early in the season. He's been kind of putting it back together. Tate's been pretty consistent with hers. You know, she shoots in the upper 70s, lower 80s, and so she's been pretty consistent all year with what she had got to. Once she got to playing, you know, strictly varsity. So very excited about them. Ian, Christine, and Jackson both just finished out of the medals. And I know both of them were disappointed in their performances today. They both, the competitive drive in them, you know, doesn't want, they don't want to do poorly. And they didn't play as well as they would have liked. You know, it's well enough for us a team win and always good at, but they had good years. I just hope the, you know, with the disappointment that they had, they understand that's golf. You know, sometimes you have a good round and sometimes you don't. And when you've had good rounds and now all of a sudden you don't, it's kind of frustrating for them. But Gabe and Tate both, you know, played well, and both were able to get the medals, and just disappointed in for the other two, not in their performance. I was just disappointed for them themselves and how they had struggled today. But it was a good day for all.
You look at, you know, Ian, the senior for you there, he had an outstanding career and really just improved as it went on. And give me your final thoughts about Ian Christine as part of your golf team.
Ian is such a good kid and works at it so hard, and he's so competitive and wants to do so well. And that was the frustrating part of today for him, I know, and not being able to shoot as well as he had. But he really, really worked on it hard. Last year, you know, he wasn't on the varsity because he was doing track and golf both and didn't really have the time to put into the golf like he you should in order to get to there. So it was really a plus having him along and his leadership. You know, he works at it so hard and sets a good example for the rest of the kids. He'll be missed.
Obviously.
Look forward to watching him next year, you know, and at college level. So it was fun watching.
Obviously, you'll have some veterans coming back next year. You're fourth straight here this year, and a lot of talented golfers still coming up the pike for you as well. So, Corey Booker, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights golf team, congratulations, coach, on another championship, and hope you enjoy this one.
Oh, thank you. It's always fun.